Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 86. Today is Saturday, September 23rd, 2017. Over there with the beer in his hand, having
what
fun. That's my co-host
about?
Stone, and you know, I'm Lita. So, hi, I'm not awake. Sorry. Okay. I'm here in body, but in mind, my is gone. It's gone.
This
is going to be fun, people.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
You're drinking, and then we've got...
I wasn't going to.
Our guest! Yeah, well.
And then you made me drink, so...
It was no challenge. It was not a challenge.
There was no challenge.
Thrown down.
No, because you were like, go and drink, and I'm like, okay.
Right. Anyway.
The real challenge. Can I get through this show sober for the first time ever?
Well, you have to work, so it's okay.
First time.
Yes.
First time. Everybody, put your hands together, please. Or like in clap formation, not in
please.
Gesture.
Please, Lord, let it end.
Zorts! We have Zorts is in the house. Woo!
Hello, everyone.
I'm
somewhat awake, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Zorts is sober. That could be it, Nacy. That could be it.
Yeah, Zorts is sober. Yes. No. How are ya? Anyway, we're so excited.
I'm doing pretty good.
We're very excited.
I'm glad to be here. It's I did make a brief appearance a couple weeks ago, but it's been a while since we have a chance to sit down and talk. So glad to be back.
Last time you and Stone were drinking, from memory. So this will be a nice change because you and I are drinking coffee and Stone is partaking in the adult beverage.
You told me to drink. I am drinking.
I did not. I have pants on fire. But anyway.
I endorse drinking. I'm a big fan of it.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Neither am I, so.
Yes.
The No Pants Podcast.
Yes.
TMI.
Yes.
I don't need visuals.
Yep. It's going to be like this the whole night. The whole night. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this is going to be a fun show, people. So thanks for stopping by. Anyway, Zorts, what have you been doing? What's been happening since we last had you on? Anyway. Anything exciting? Killed any irons lately? Like,
oh, have I got a couple of stories for you?
Stories.
We'll get to that in a minute.
All right, cool.
Saying it was going to happen for quite some time and constantly complaining about it, I finally upgraded my PC back in June. Mm-hmm. So now I'm able to do all the things I wanted to do beforehand, and I've been having a lot of fun with it. I can actually play games that don't lag out.
Cool.
Constantly.
Yay. That's exciting.
And started streaming over on Twitch. Been having a lot of fun with that. Doing a lot of Iron Man over there, along with some Sims. We're starting a Blood Bowl 2 league. So,
okay.
Yes.
It's going to be fun if you're not familiar with that. If it's football in the Warhammer Fantasy universe. Yes. So orcs, goblins.
Oh, goblins, okay. Elves, and the undead. I have an undead.
Rat people. It's awesome.
Okay. I've never heard of it.
We're going to start that off.
Yep.
I think if my mental math on time streamed and whatnot is correct, and it may be off because mental math is not my strong point, I believe we've checked all the boxes to get an affiliation with Twitch. So
Yay!
We should be hearing about that.
It's very exciting.
I'm glad I was considering making a couple fake accounts, like just creating accounts and making them follow. But I'm glad I didn't have to, because you were at 45, right? And I was like, well, I could go to
I've been hovering at 47 for the last couple of days. Oh, and then yesterday I had quite a few new people jump in to the stream in the chat while I was streaming some Iron Man, and they ended up following, and that put me over the top.
Great.
So thank you to you guys. Some of you were here tonight.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Oh, awesome. That's exciting. We're so happy for you.
Well, we'll see what happens there. I may be wrong on some of that. I should be hearing within a week or two, according to the FAQ on the Twitch page. So.
Okay. So. All right. Well, keep us up to date. But
aside from that, the main meat of the stream has been the Iron Man challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So had some pretty runs that looked like they were going to do well, and then Azzy's gift that he likes to put in the Discord. Says, don't worry, I did a Zorts. We had Green Zorts, our druid, the first time I've ever seriously worked on a druid, because usually I get bored with druids around level 10 and I stop playing them.
Yeah.
But made an honest attempt at this, and I had, you know, of course, my WoW Challenges cheerleader and life coach, Nisi, egging me on the whole way.
Yeah.
We were doing really good. We were making our way through Stranglethorn and Feralus, and I pretty much ran through Feralus and wasn't quite ready to move on to the next zone, so we decided, okay, we're going to go hop over to the Western Plaguelands and just grind out some quests there.
Mm.
And this was a Tauren druid. And somewhere between going from Kalimdor to the Eastern Kingdoms, I had a complete mental breakdown of some sort, because I was running around and I was looking for armor upgrades, a vendor of some kind.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I need to go by Anderhall and see what's there. And for some reason, the brain space said, hey, you got to avoid Anderhall because there's all the Scourge and all the Forsaken there. And I went over to the Alliance side of Anderhall.
Wow.
And I don't think I need to paint the picture too well, too detailed here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I just rolled up there like, hi, guys, and got murder-faced.
Hey, what's up?
No.
Hey, can I ask you, is this the same character that I watched you play and I was like, I couldn't watch you? Because of how you play?
Yeah.
Ugh. Dude.
Yeah.
Baga.
Okay, so no. Hold on. People need to know Nisi and I were in there. We were watching. Yeah, I think it was a mage. Yes, it was a mage. It was a mage because you were casting fireballs. And you're pulling stuff when you're at half health. And I'm, like, typing in the chat, because I don't know how else to reach you. I'm like, yo! And the screen is flashing red. You leveled twice when you were at, like, 10% health. And so you were able to go back up to full health. Like, what the heck, man? And that's the nice way of saying it, because I have other words in my head that I want to say.
Oh, yes. I'm very familiar with your words. I use them all the time.
Good Lord.
While streaming.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Look, Zorts likes to put extra pressure on himself.
Pressure.
It's if he wants to keep going.
My sirens are blaring, and I'm just like, Zorts! Nope. He's just, let's pull that guy. And because there's like a 10-second lag, right? It's like he won't get that. So I'm just sitting there, and I'm screaming at the screen, and my wife is like, shut up! He can't hear you! And I'm like, I know, Sorry, but Gary. Look at what he's doing! The screen's flashing red. That I think that's why I can't watch all the time, because it, I oh my goodness,
called entertainment value, Stone. You gotta have the dramatic moment.
Yeah. Moment. Moment. That there's a key here. Moment. One. Not ten. Good lord, man.
Oh god, yeah. That was an interesting stream, but yeah, the mage. The mage,
Did the your mage die? Okay, so that character's alive still. Okay.
I think, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it is. I could be wrong.
Don't you?
There's so many characters.
In your spreadsheet? Yeah.
They all start blurring together.
Are you sure you're not drinking?
No, I'm not. I wish I was.
But I will have a drink for
you. So there was that. Green Zorts, due to just, I can't explain why that seemed like a good idea. It just... I had like this the mage died in the... That's right, the mage did die. Thank you, Nisi.
What?
Died in the cave.
Which I don't remember how the mage died.
Which cave? You don't even remember how your mage died.
No. Look, like I said, it all blurs together, man.
Swords, man. Swords. OCD is my, it's just, oh, the Optimo cave. Oh, yeah, that's not.
Oh, yeah. Cave. Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's what happened. Lakhmodan.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. I'm a couple levels above where that cave requires. So I'm like, all right, you know, take it slow, take it steady. I'm at the very entrance to the cave. I'm not even, like, fully in the cave, and I'm blasting that first Mecha Strider that's there. Here comes Optimo, and it's just like, oh, hi. I've never seen Optimo come that far out. I know he will run close to the entrance. I didn't know he came all the way to the entrance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He doesn't come out, but he comes to the front. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That one hurt. Because I was actually trying to be careful.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yes,
believe it or not, I do try to exercise some restraint from time to time, Stone.
Sometimes.
Really? Maybe after I left. Because I didn't see any there. Good lord.
Yeah.
So oh, Meiji. All right, so you've lost the druid, you've lost the mage.
I've lost the druid, I've lost the mage, and then recently, actually just yesterday, Zort's Bone, the warrior, is no longer with us.
Oh.
Zort's Bone?
Zort's Bone, my forsaken warrior.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're hanging out in Stranglethorn. You know, following my leveling path.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that quest where you got to get those two jewels from the Blood Sail Buccaneers right outside Hard Wrench Hideaway.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
I go up to the hill. And I'm like hugging the right side because there's a bunch of them on the left. Mm-hmm. And there's only a couple at the top towards the right where the jewel is. And I'm like, all right. Just take it one at a time. We can do this, you know? Take out a couple of warlocks that actually path down the hill. We're doing pretty good. You know? And I'm explaining what I'm going to do to the chat. Stir and Nisi were there. I'm relaying the plan to them as we're moving on. And it seemed to me with chat approval, like, okay, you're actually thinking about this. Good job. So I get there, and there's two melee buccaneers at the top.
Mm-hmm.
One right in front of me, one more to the left, and then there's a warlock and an imp. I'm like, okay, I'm definitely going to aggro the warlock and the imp when I go after this first buccaneer. But I should be fine because I'm like 2-3 shotting these guys. Charge in, taking this guy out. Imp starts blasting me. Warlock starts blasting me. That's expected. Third Buccaneer aggroes and comes charging in. That turned out to be a little too much. So he got destroyed right there.
Oh. What spec were you running on the wall?
Whatever the default spec is.
Okay. All right.
That's the one I've used the most. That's the one I'm the most familiar with.
Arms?
So.
Yeah, it's okay. Arms.
Damn. Oh. All right. So have you re-rolled anything? Or
yeah, we decided. I immediately was just like, okay, that's a thing. Release spirit. Law. You know, go back to the character creation screen. We have Zord's Pally, the Draenei.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, he's a thing.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, you picked yourself back up, and you're going for it again, which is awesome.
Well, if I die below level 40 now, it doesn't even phase me. It's like, yeah. Okay, that happened. Moving on.
Oh, that's awesome. You've still got your list for the end of the year?
I've actually have to reconstruct it because when I hooked up the old computer to pull it off, the file was corrupted. So I'm going back through the old YouTube channel videos and trying to reconstruct it as best I can while keeping track of the current ones.
You can't blame the new computer. I think it basically got corrupted. You can't even blame the old computer. It's actually that there's too many tunes that are lost to correct it. Yes. Do you want to have a beer yet?
She was more upset at your death than you were. So yeah, I think we get like that a lot of times when we, you know, when our friends lose their tunes. I think we do.
Mm-hmm. But
okay.
That was
So tell us about your leveling path, because obviously, you know, you've been doing this a few times.
All right. Well, it depends on where I start, but there are some areas that, you know, like if I roll an orc or a troll or a tauren over in Kalimdor, you know, I'll do their starting zone and then I'll move on to the Barrens and then go up into Ashenvale. And then once I get to a point in Ashenvale, it's like, okay, I'm going to Stranglethorn.
Mm-hmm.
Alliance side, you know, again, if it's a night elf, I'll do the night elf starting zone and then I'll just hop over to Loch Modan. I don't bother with Kalimdor after the starting zone.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Getting back to Horde side. Sorry, squirreled for a second. Once I get to Stranglethorn, you know, I'll do the northern part of Stranglethorn, and then I'll do the southern part of Stranglethorn.
Mm.
And then I'll try to, you know, head back over to Kalimdor, because I'll probably hit some stuff over in Feralis. And then Dustwalla Marsh is the goal because that's where I was having a lot of success during one of the contests.
Mm-hmm.
The hunter contest, the arrow to the knee one.
Yeah.
So that's the goal, is to get back into Dustwalla and stuff like that on my... Grats on level 2, Zorza. Thanks, Star. But anyway...
Okay, so yeah, what I want to know, Zorts, with you streaming, because I mean you stream, I see that you stream quite a bit, and obviously I don't understand the streaming, and I know Stone does too, but I'm asking you, how much pressure does that put on you when you're playing an iron, like, or a challenge tune, to be talking to the chat as well as telling them what you're doing? Like, I know when I'm playing my challenge tune and I'm just focused on my screen, I'm not having a conversation with anyone else normally, or unless I'm in vent, or on Skype. But I'm, you know, like, I'm focused here. So here you are, like, multitasking these things and still being able to keep, you know, keep your challenge tune sort of moving forward.
Yeah. Well, so, I've got a dual monitor set up now. So I have the game on one screen and Twitch, the dashboard and the chat on the other screen.
Yeah.
It did take some getting used to when I first started because I was just completely new to the whole streaming thing. But it's really just, you know, I'm mainly focused on the game. And during, you know, a quick down moment between quests or polls or whatever, I'll just glance over, see what's happening in the chat, and respond.
Yeah.
One of the most frequent things I see in chat is Nisi screaming heal at me.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's become like the mantra of the chat. Heal, damn it, heal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
nice.
New to Iron Man, apparently. Oh, Azzy's got jokes today. And then Azzy'll show up and bring his voodoo, which usually results in a death. Four out of five Azzy visits result in death.
Shake it off.
You need to shake off that bad voodoo.
It's not really Tiber. Tiber was saying it sounds distracting in the chat, but you get used to it. You learn to handle it, and you know, you're definitely focusing more on the game than on the chat.
Yeah. Okay.
No, this, like I really only give the chat a good look is after, you know, Stone's favorite thing, the Red Ring of Death. Because I know I'm getting yelled at by at least two people.
Yeah. Nice. Well, you know, it's good that you're able to do that, and you seem to always be having fun whenever, you seem to be having, you know, like a pretty good time whenever I've dropped in, which is always good, and it's always entertaining. Learning new curse words all the time, Zort. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I should note that the stream is definitely NSFW because I have a love of colorful language.
Mm. Mm. So. Yes. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. So good luck with that. All right. What I wanna know though, the next thing is, what's your number one advice that you would give? You've been playing Challenge Toons, Iron Man in particular, for quite some time.
Yeah, so well over 2 years now.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to someone who, if they came to your chat room or, you know, saw you and said, hey, you know, I want to try it. What, you know, what's the go? What would you tell them?
Read the rules.
Mm-hmm.
That's become a real big thing lately. Read the rules on the website.
And the FAQ.
Yes. Because that is becoming a thing that is starting to get under my skin in the Discord, is people asking questions that are very easily answered by doing those things. So,
okay.
Read the rules and the FAQ on the website. And if there's something you do have a question about, like maybe the verbiage doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you, or, you know, you do have a legitimate question, go ahead and read the rules. But I swear to God, if I see one more, hey, can I mail bags to myself question, I'm going off on somebody.
Oh, hang on. Azzy's got a question for you.
Everyone can but you, Azzy. You're not allowed anymore.
Cut off.
Cut off. Nice. Mm. Okay. All right. Well, I think that is a very good rule. Yep. Rules and the FAQ, there are reasons why they're there, people. Don't forget wildchallenges.com. Go there, check them all out. And absolutely, if you're really unclear on something, yeah, Zort is there to answer your questions.
I'm not the only one.
No. And we are very thankful that we have some wonderful moderators who look after that, in particular, Nisi, Stir, and Awesome Trousers. Go, guys. Thank you. We appreciate it. All right.
So that's become the big pet peeve lately, is I'm finding there's people that are just not, that are coming into the challenge and not reading the rules, or thinking that if they question it enough, we'll say, no, do whatever the hell you want, which
yes,
is not going to happen. So
that part, that's the part that irks me more, is that it feels like sometimes they want to question the rules and say, because they may not like that rule, so they want to go by their own rule. You want to go by your own rules, that's fine. You're just going to get flagged on the website. That's it. So, you know, so you go have fun with that, and that's cool, because people do the challenge but slightly different, but don't get mad when you're flagged, like some people have. Mm. It's like,
yeah, I mean, rules are there for a reason. It's as simple as that. You know, rules. If there wasn't any rules, it'd be a normal tune.
If there was no rules, we'd be grabbing our feces and throwing them at each other because we'd all be, anyways, back monkeys. In the jungle. Monkeys up in the jungle. No rules, right?
Monkey butt. Yeah. Anyway.
No, I don't. Sorry. Everybody, don't ask about bags. Yes, exactly.
Just the monkeys. Yes. So, I mean, it is a challenge. It is a solo challenge. That's what people just need to remember. It's solo. It's you doing this for yourself, by yourself. And, you know, it's not easy. How many max characters have we got? What are we at? 18? 20? 21. Okay, there's a reason why, you know, because it's not easy and the guys that have gotten there are freaking awesome. But you know what? The rest of us, we keep trying. Hey, Zots, we keep trying. One day we're going to get it. 23, Nisi? Okay. So,
loud motorcycle.
Thanks
for swinging by, dude.
Yeah,
thank you. I thought that was something else. I was like, Zorts, man.
Yes.
No.
Exactly.
Lord.
Yeah. So anyway, Zorts, what have you been doing this week? Obviously, streaming.
Killing Toons and streaming.
Yeah. Okay.
I do have a pun, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're ready for it. And this is one we came up with yesterday in the chat.
Okay.
So Stir is going to be starting a new rewards program for the WoW Challenges Guild for people that that have are living challenged, shall we say. They're called Frequent Dire Miles.
Oh.
And there's the reaction I wanted.
So you'd be on Exalted level? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There's obviously a few of us that are way behind, but you know, if you're rocking it out, that's good. Nice. I thought it was kind of cute.
Kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like, I drink.
Yep.
And
speaking of which, I'm done my first beer.
Oh, okay. Doesn't mean you have to go and get another one, Stone.
That's not what you said before.
Right.
Here we go again.
What else have you been doing, Zots?
That's pretty much it. I mean, work. Slinging pizzas and ice creams onto pallets all night, so.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say paladin.
Those pallies. Here, take some pizza.
Yeah.
Ice cream! Rocky Road!
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Nisi says you'd be platinum level Zorts.
Wow.
Yep.
Burn.
Platinum Zorts. Zorts of platinum.
Is that like platinum blonde?
That could be a new title. There we go. Could be. All right. And, yeah, so any more new tunes that you're hoping to start, or are you just going to concentrate on, you know, on one?
I've got the priest going. I've got the paladin going. I restarted another druid.
Okay.
So got those three running right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see where they end up. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's exciting. All right. Anything else you want to share? Streaming schedule, anything? Or is it more just when you're able to?
It depends on how I feel when I get home from work or when I wake up.
Yeah.
You know, I should probably try and work out some kind of a schedule, but.
Schedule. I have one up. I don't follow that.
Yeah.
schedule.
Yeah, here's a schedule. It may not actually apply, but it's there.
Yes. Actually, I think they do look at whether or not you have one. So go put one up.
All right.
And you don't even have to go with it because, yeah, things.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Well, considering the fact I'm playing a bunch of different games, it'd probably be better to kind of designate what days I'll be doing what. So it's not just an Iron Man stream. I mean, that is the bulk of what I do, but I might do an Iron Man for like an hour and then be like, okay, I'm already bored with this. Let's go visit The Sims and see how the Zortz family's doing.
Nice. The Zortz family. Oh, yep. That's so cute.
Billy Zortz, his idiot wife, Liberty, and her two kids.
Her name is Liberty.
Yeah, she's one of the NPCs. He married her, and then there was one day they were trying to feed their youngest child, and he kept putting him in the high chair, and she turned around and took him right back out. He's nice. I'm like, what are you doing? You're starving our baby boy.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
And five iron, that's a good point. So, yeah, I'll probably hammer out some kind of a air quotes schedule.
Yeah. And Stir's right. The good thing about your streams is they are fun. Yes, there are colorful words, but the good thing is you've got some great tips.
It is a wonderful visual guide of what not to do. Oh, and speaking of guides, I was trying to put together a little clip that hopefully we would have been able to, like, just like a 2-minute thing that we would have been able to hopefully play here today, but it didn't quite happen. I've got some editing issues with, I got to find new software for that. So, but that is back in the process of being worked on in the wee hours of the morning on my off days. So,
cool. Do you want to share anything else, or is it like you can't say what's in it? Like, we all have to wait, or
right now we're waiting. We're waiting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Because maybe, you know, the high quality art I'm trying to produce for this takes time.
Right.
Awesome. Awesome.
So
it's exciting. All right. Yay. Okay. Well, Stone.
Yes. Yo. What's up? What's up? What's up? Okay.
Yo. What you been doing?
No irons because, again, like last week, I'm still trying to get used to my G13. I'm raiding with it, and even then I'm finding I'm making some mistakes, so
okay.
I'm not comfortable playing on an iron with it, that's for sure. I feel like I'm going to fall or something.
Start a new one, iron.
No,
and start it from scratch.
No way. I can't do two at once. Because no. I am a one person man. So, so I haven't really been playing any irons yet. I'm still trying to get used to it. And seems like my hands are getting, actually, feels like, it's funny. I got the G13 because my left hand is feeling tired on the, keyboard. So I got the G13 because it's supposed to be a little bit better. And that hand feels okay. Now my right hand, which has always been my mouse, is now getting tired. So I don't understand what the deal is. Like, I switched, and now it's like the other hand that's getting bad. And I can't do anything about that hand. So it's like they can't create a different mouse. I will not do a thumb mouse. So, but we have 37 days to go, and I'm counting it down. Counting it down. 37 days until we go to Anaheim. So can you tell I'm excited? I'm really excited. I want to go.
Just a little bit.
Wanna go. Yes, my hands are getting tired, Crystal. From playing games. Okay. The other
I'm not touching that.
What? Yeah, that's what she said. So, I hear that all the time. I ain't touching that. Okay, so what else I did this week? We were on the darting zone with Spencer and Jason. And that was the first time that we were on it, although before when Mick was on, when Mick was tubing it, I think he's mentioned us once or twice, but mm-hmm. we've never been able to get on. So this was the first time that we were on. It was episode number 216. And, it was interesting being on the other side of things again, because I don't think I've been a guest on something for a while. I think the last would have been Blue Recluse. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't too long ago, but you know, it just it feels different because I'm not pushing the buttons, right? So, but I had fun, and it was neat to talk about WoW overall, which is pretty cool. So you can go have a listen there if you want, and thank you for all the irons that came in, and all of our WoW folks that were very supportive, because I was nervous to go on because I was like, oh my god, it's a starting zone, oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's exciting.
So, yeah, but yeah, that was my week. We'll go into the other stuff after, because last night was all right. Mayhem. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So, okay, what did you do this week, Lita?
I was a zombie most of this week. Pretty much. So I've not done a huge amount of challenge tunes, but I did get managed to play two, so that was really exciting. This early shift is, oh my
Lord. No bueno.
Oh, I'm tired. It's nice my body's got into the zone for it, that I woke up way on time this morning and I'm like, it's Sunday. Go back to sleep. You don't need to be awake. This is ridiculous time. We do that tomorrow. But anyway. So I did play my little human warrior. So this again, this is still my contest tune, still going.
Wow.
From my warrior, still going.
So I think it's safe to say that you beat me on that one.
Slightly.
Slightly. By a little bit.
Slightly.
Holy crap.
So yeah. So she's Pratt. Again.
Wait. Yeah, Lita. This is your contest tune that's still going?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Holy crap.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job, Lita.
I mean, slowly but surely, but I just, you know, I don't have a lot of time to be able to put in. So I'm trying to get at least a level each time I play. Just, you know, one level. If not, I play, you know, get half a level and try and come back another time to get the other half, just to get her, you know, sort of a week. Each week I'm trying to get a level. That's probably going to be harder as, you know, as the experience goes further up. But at the moment, not doing too bad. I've run through, I take her into Badlands, kill as many of the rares there, took her over to Searing Gorge, got some rares there. And then I headed into Burning Steps. And I used to really, really like Burning Steps. Really enjoyed it on my Warlock, like through running through the main. I went to Burning Steps a lot back in the day to do a stupid Warlock quest to get my Dreadsteed, okay? So, you know, it's a lot of special memories. But on my Warrior, I'm a bit like, can I go somewhere else? But I'm like, I'm here. I'll just kill stuff. Just kill stuff. So I'm killing golems. I'm killing dwarves. They're orange. So I don't want to move too far out because then it starts getting higher orange and red. But it's just like boring killing golems. They're boring. And there was no rares up. I was like, can there please be one rare up? Nope. Nothing. I was like, So anyway, I got it at 48. So I was like, yay, I got it. But there was a lot of grinding. There was a lot of grinding through dwarves and orcs and ogres. And I was just like, keep going. And it was really hard to find a path. You know, normally I try and find a path of a zone of if I've got to grind through stuff. just, you know, and make a really nice path that I kind of be like, yep, I'm charge, you know, whack, whack. What is it? Victory rush, charge, whack, whack, victory rush. But, you know, just keep sort of going like that. And it just felt really, really, was really, I don't know. I don't enjoy it over there. So, I was like, maybe I should go somewhere else. So, thoughts, send them to me. Let me know. Burning Steps is a bit meh for me. But anyway, I'll keep going. And then I did manage to pay my little gnome monk, which was good. And I got her to level 20. So she's got riding. So that was very exciting. So I just did some res, went up, killed the spider. The spider was up again. And I'm like, hello, spider. You're going down. So, yep, managed to kill the spider again. And then it was pretty much the ogres, the cultists, and trogs. Like, I just have little paths that I kind of go round and round those. And then when they're not spawning quick, then I kind of move over to the next area and just be like round and round and round and then next. So, yeah, so it wasn't too bad. I was happy with that. And then I did want to do a bit more this week. But as I said, by the time I get on to play, then the body decides you need to sleep. So, you know, when I'm really tired, I don't like playing my challenge tunes because that just leads to many, many deaths. So, yeah, so I just keep thinking, well, they're getting some nice rested XP. For the moment. So hopefully I'll get some time to maybe play some today, which would be good. Other than that, that's it. That's all I've done. Just two.
Sorry, I'm typing at you in our host chat.
Okay.
So yeah, just that's your like, yeah, your first Skype, do not disturb. Go set that right now. Oh,
it doesn't matter. Nobody.
Yes, it does. Because, yeah, but when somebody does, it'll come up on the stream. And I ain't doing that. I ain't getting rid of that stuff. Your audio sounds a little teeny tiny bit off. So you might want to drop call and rejoin if you can. Because I'll start doing the next part. Drop call. If you drop call, are you afraid that you won't get back on?
I'll drop call and I'll go to sleep.
Wow. I'm glad I'm drinking. All right, Zor, it's just the boys.
Yeah. I'll be back. All right, I'll be back.
I've already blown through my coffee, so.
All right. So let us go on to the next part, the news in the World of Warcraft.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
There we go. Okay, awesome. Hi, I just played the bumper. So we've got Brewfest. Brewfest is on right now. So it goes from September the 20th to October the 6th. You can get loot. Most of the cosmetic stuff now is green. There are some white ones still. So you can get those and wear them. Just be super careful unless you're on a Bloodthirsty. Just be super careful because they might get changed to be green so that you can transmog. Basically, I would I think a very good rule of thumb is to when there's a patch about to come out, take off anything that could be – actually, just take off all your gear. And then when you come back on after your patch, then you can put on your gear back, put your gear back on. And you'll be able to see if anything's turned green or not, and you won't get flagged. So Corrin is a no. You cannot do that. It's a 5-man, and you're not allowed to do that. There's a Brewfest enthusiast buff that Naked Patch Days. Yep, Tiber. Maybe that's what you should call this. It's Naked Patch Day is coming up. 732, Naked Patch Day. The Brewfest enthusiast buff is not allowed. It's an XP buff. If you get it while you're in the zone, right-click it off. And Bloodthirsties pretty much can't do anything here. Sorry. But what are you gonna do? Pacifist. Most quests are okay. Just take care of any accidental kills with the dwarves. I think Stir tried it out, and he was saying that he didn't get any kills from being around any other dwarves. Fair is saying no pink elix. Will that count as a kill? Maybe that will count as a kill. Mm-hmm. The Wolpertinger, I don't think counts as a kill, but you do get put into combat. I think that's what Stir was saying too, is that you got to be careful because it kind of puts you into combat with it, and somebody could come by and kill it, and then you're gonna still get a prox kill from it. So Ferris says she thinks that the pink elix count as kills. Go check on a different tune before you do it on your pacifist. Other than that, we have Harvest.
Well, Five Iron says that it's a bit of a waste of time to do the Wolpertinger and the Eloquan.
Because the some XP
gives you, you might as well go, do some exploring because it's not a huge amount of XP. So, again, if it's a bit dicey, go explore. Don't waste your time with it then.
Okay. So, Rokester saying, just remember that lots of drunks around are killing anything that moves. So be careful because you might get a shared kill.
Yeah.
Like a prox kill. So.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good to know. But there's lots of rares. Oh, Bloodthirsty has lots of rares left by others doing the event. Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the other thing that's happening. Sorry. Go.
Oh, I was just going to say, mind you, I've been doing Brewfest every day on my main. And there, I mean, yes, okay, I'm doing it US morning time. There is nobody there. Okay. There's me.
Let me guess. Ram racing.
Maybe. Yep. Yeah, man.
I have to beat my best. Like,
what's your best? Wait, was it 34 tokens? 36?
I think it was 36. So it's like every time, it's like I just want to do better. So yeah. So I've noticed some other people come in, maybe one or two. The dwarves turn up. You can't solo the dwarves, but again, they do mass damage and seem to kill, you know, if there's any little rabbits and stuff around. So obviously be careful of that. But people are doing Corrin, but I don't notice anyone doing Brewfest. And I've not taken any challenge tunes over there because, again, it's kind of like a bit, so.
My realm people were doing it.
I never do holiday quests on challenge tunes. I just can't. I don't do them on main tunes either. I just can't be bothered with them. There's too many what ifs involved with it.
I'm done. Because of the achievements, I'm done with that, but I'm now doing Brewfest because of the transmog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it pains me to say so, but...
And, you know, let me send out that fishing line. Got him hooked.
Thanks. Thanks.
He's okay. In. Thank you. Yes.
So I've been doing them on Dalaran, and anytime that I'm doing them, there seems to be quite a few folks that are around. So, okay, so Harvest Festival is coming up. It will start the day before our next show, so September 29th to October the 6th. It goes up to the end of Brewfest, and I'm pretty sure the details are going to be the same. I don't know the exact details. We do have a post about it last year. There shouldn't be a big deal other than the food will give you buffs and you can eat the food. It's just take off the buff and then you're fine. So I don't think that there's like total. I don't think there's like a bunch of dailies or anything. There's a few quests that you can do, but there's not tons of them.
This one quest.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. So
to go and get the item.
The item.
What's it called? Well, that makes that you can then click on and it makes you, you know, the harvest food. Okay. I can't think of what it's called.
Sure.
It's like a conch looking thing, but with a basket of food. I don't know. Anyway, moving right along.
So, I'm just poking you. That's all. So, So we finally were able to make our announcement that we were talking about the last 2 months, 3 months that I've talked about since June. Like, I've known since June, and it's like so hard for me to sit on this. Okay. And like I said before, I did say we are not, it's not a in-game. It's so hard to sit on this. So hard to sit on this. Awesome. Okay. I see. Okay. Anyways, so good Lord. Since June, this is not a feat of strength in game. If Blizzard said that they were going to, I would not even mention it on the show. Nothing. I would never mention anything, for sure. And I've even said before, it's not that. So this is just a, this is very big for us, okay? So in June, we were asked to be a panelist on the World of Warcraft panel for Calm Before the Storm's World of Podcast event, which is a big deal for us. It's like they've asked me because I'm basically the face, and Lita would be asked, but she's not going, right? So she physically can't go. So that's a thing. Lita would be there over me, 100%.
No. Yes.
And you will be there because I'm going to bring Lita Koala, and I will have a drink with, yes. and I will have a drink in front of her on the panel desk. So, but this is us. This is all of us. This is everything that we've done. This is mods. This is people playing. This is people tweeting. Everything. Everything. I've made notes, and I've lost it. Where am I? I want to be clear that you know, this would not have happened unless we all did our part. That's 100% for sure. We are being put in there with some folks that are, they've been doing podcasting for years, like years. And so, you know, so basically I want to, you know, thank all of you, because this is, like, again, I said, this is for us. So I'm hoping to not make too much of an ass of myself up there. And it's funny because the panel is actually going to be, we are the last panel of our night. So it's on Thursday, November the 2nd from 11 p.m. Pacific time to midnight. I have no idea how I'm going to make it throughout that night without having a drink. Because I remember last Calm Before the Storm, I definitely didn't make it till that time. I don't know where I was. I remember seeing Turwinkle, and I remember seeing Tark. Tark was there. And that's what I remember. I remember seeing them sitting there at a table with their pins and stuff. And I was like, hey guys, how's it going? And then that's the last thing I really remember. I think there were some photos with Tark and myself and Lita Koala. But I'm going to make sure that there will be no bad stuff. And basically why I'm really, really, really excited about this for us is that Nisi actually says this in our dream here, is that this gives us more exposure for what we are trying to do here. And Blizzard already knows about us, okay? So this is good. This doesn't mean that Blizzard has to do XYZ. They don't have to do anything that they don't want to. But they are now going to see, like, firsthand with a bunch of people in a room, that there are people that are playing this game a little bit differently that still play, like, the legit game, okay? And maybe that will get us the oomph that we need to get something put into game. Not saying you got to, Blizzard, but it would be a very nice to have, and I'm completely open to talk. I'll be there October the 30th. I'm landing at 12:30 noon. Nice. And I'm pretty much free anytime. If you need my info, Mr. Brack... Mr.
You're free anytime.
Well, the only thing I won't be free for is getting my beard dyed.
Oh, yes.
And I kind of have a feeling that will be happening on the Monday night when I land, because I kind of don't think that will happen on Halloween. And Wednesday night is Ditch Con, and then Thursday is Con Before the Storm. So I kind of feel like it's going to be on Monday.
Okay.
So Mr. Brack has my card. He has all my info. Anytime. No. You can even reach out to me right now. I will talk anytime. Because like, there's lots of people that play, right? We're not playing this alt wrong. We're playing it a little bit differently, but I think it's key for Blizzard to note that we're still playing the legit version of the game as well. Okay? We're not advocating other stuff. We're changing with how Blizzard changes the game. So that. So basically, you know, before I finish here, thank you everybody for the support that you've given the show. And it's not just this show, it's actually both of our shows. So that's why I'm saying it wouldn't just be me, Lee. It would be you too, because this is for both of the shows that are going to be up there. So, Bell, Epic, Seraphis, and Zia, thank you guys very, very much. Ro, thank you very much for your support. Zia just actually had a appendix removed, like six, 7 hours ago, and it's like we just talked to her last night.
Yeah,
like what happened? all of a sudden she's like, ah, right. So
poor thing, get better soon.
So thank you all for your support.
It's awesome.
This is us. Make no, like, just because it's my face up there doesn't matter. This is us. This is completely us. Everything that we've all done, and when I say we, it's like everybody. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you guys.
Let's just address the pink elephant in the room. The only reason you're up there
listen,
is Lita Koala. They want Lita Koala.
That's right. That's right. I can't stand up because I'm not wearing any pants.
Yeah. Don't stand up. Dear Lord.
I was going to stand up.
I'm going to change our tag.
Brother, that is one of the coolest things I've heard in a while. I'm very happy that the community is going to be represented, you know, on that panel, because those are some heavy hitters in Blizzard podcast.
Yes. Five actually brings this up in chat. We roll with their changes. So Blizzard will change the game and we will change with it. It's not sometimes the changes are like, oh my God, what are we going to do? But overall, we go with it, because what else are we going to do? We still love to play WoW, right? So, yeah. Okay.
Maybe it's a good thing I'm not going to BlizzCon this year. I could have ruined this for you.
No, it's just Thursday night. I've already on Thursday night, I was invited to go burgers and beer. And I'm like, I can't do it, man. It's like, I'm not going to have even a single beer. I'm not touching anything. Nothing.
Oh, wow.
Thursday is a dry day. Completely dry. Well, I have to. Belle says that she will let me have a shot as soon as I'm up there. So that might be okay, because if I have one shot when I'm going up, I should have food in me and then I'll be good.
Settle the nerves.
Sure
you've got food in you.
Yes.
Yes. But it's very exciting.
Yes.
So congrats to everyone, but I'm so proud of you. Thank you. I can't wait.
I didn't watch the whole
stream
of this. Is there going to be a stream of these panels up?
Yeah, it will be at twitch.tv/conbeforestorm, not with the, okay? So there's no the in it. They were going to announce the panelists, and they started to, and then somebody squirreled. And I was like, come on! So they didn't announce our names, but then they went through and they really only had time to announce who was going to moderate each one. So it's It's I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be bringing an extra pair of pants because, you know, I'm probably going to poop them. And, yeah. Well, just thinking, like, guys like Mick and Pat Crane and Scott Johnson have all been on there, right? Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, those guys are the grandfathers of Blues.
So these are, like, big shoes to fill. I mean, we're not trying to fill them, but it makes things real. It's a
pretty esteemed company to be lumped in with, my man.
It makes things real, that's for sure. So thank you for everybody for your support. That's for sure. Depends. If I put on some Depends, it might show. So actually, maybe I should put on some Depends and maybe a man girdle or something, and then maybe
a kilt.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I could be like the huntsman, like with hog. The guy did it the year before, so I think he was the original kiltsman or huntsman.
Well, there you go. He lives across from Anaheim, thing.
Yep.
Sold out. There you go.
Yeah, if I wear a kilt, I have to find mine, and we have to buy it, because when we moved, when I was young, somebody stole our tartan.
Oh.
And, I was not, happy. I mean, I was like 10 or 11, but my mom was very upset, because we are Fraser clan, so just so you know, we are Frasers. Yeah, Frasers.
Okay.
Yes.
Clarifying.
Just hey, man. Just throwing stuff out there because I've had one. I've had one beer in me that's 6.5%. Yep.
All right.
Yep. That's why Thursday will be dry.
Yep. Good plan. Yep. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is really exciting news, and again, you know, awesome for Bell, Sarah, Epic and Zia and everyone that's going to be there. We can't wait to see, obviously, if it's live streamed, all the videos, and very excited for you guys. So again, congratulations. All right. Well, let's do it. State of the challenges.
Yes.
Zorts, you're up. Ready?
Alrighty. Irons. Go. We got five more at level 80. Kinlius at 82. Baleep Leap at 83, Justash at 84, Ironside at 89, Kargus at 91, Rip, Azorts happened apparently, Brittle Rises 91 in the Nether, Rip ? Zorts might have happened.
So basically I think that it didn't show a death, but it showed that the character was deleted, so I think that it's dead. I'm not 100% sure because he has been having problems with that character getting updated. So I'm not sure. Not sure. We shall see. Maybe somebody in the chat will know. We can say it during that, like during my part.
Right on. Zaya Warrior, level 93. Good job, Zaya. Anabolic at 105. Getting there. We like that. And Outroadster at 109.
Wow. Nice.
So close.
Seriously, he's another little machine. He's like a little sneaky. He's a rogue. He's a sneaky little rogue that kind of just gets that.
How many is that, Stir? How many
this will be three. No, isn't that? Or four?
This will be four, I think.
Four.
Brewfest helps.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's got three. Four. Yeah, this will be four.
All right. So knock that's on wood. Nice. We have one confirmed death, one maybe death, and a bunch of people still plugging away and moving on up.
Yeah. Well done. All right. Let's have a look.
I don't know who they are, but Philippe, that is a great name.
Yeah, that is a good name. It's another good name. That's awesome. All right. Let's have a look. Stone, get your thumb fingers ready. Okay. Counting.
Always.
Counting.
Always.
Count. Ting. Okay. These tunes. No. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Okay. Here we go. Another soul, 54, RIP. That's not good. Okay. Soul stoned, 55.
Stoned.
Soul four paw, 55. Soul shot, 58. Soul shield, 62. Okay. Well done. Five twist. I'm going to go five's a little bit too
much. Five is 64.
Yeah. On your five.
Come on, you can't get this. Shin Ryu Jiju. Shin Ryu Jiju. Come on.
Shin died at 69. Genetics hit 74.
Well, nice.
Bloody bars hit 76. And good. Tire iron hit 84.
Five iron again.
Five.
Nice.
Yeah.
So he's got two iron.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Oh, Nisi says stupid router. Stupid router. Mm-hmm. Oh, Nisi, I'm so sorry. All right, but well done. Still 62. Oh, geez. All right, pacifist. Zort, who we got?
All right, we got five curmudgeon at level 52. Sneaky Boz at level 58. Awesome. P-Tool 6. At 63, PTOL 5 at 63, PTOL 4 at 69, Harry Up at level 71, Harmless at 73, Huey Hamster is still hanging in there at 79, as is Schnuffle Tips at 91, and Ferellian at level 100.
Wow.
So very close, Ferellian.
Oh my goodness. Now it's the dicey part, right? Because
pressure's on.
Because we have only had one person to make it to 110. So this is the hard part. I mean, the rest was easy.
She's pointing out in the chat, no deaths among the passies this week. So
I know. Yeah, well done, passies. That is awesome. Schnuffle Tips is still going strong. I love that name. Best name ever. Anyway.
Schnuffle Tips.
Yeah.
All right.
Well done, guys.
I'm going to change my audio. And now, for the 10-man list, we've got Hrugir at level 28, Ashran at level 29, Iron Druida at level 30, Jinria at level 35, Uranusaur, level 41, Puritan, whoa, that's level 42, it's funny how they're back-to-back, Sixes is level 43, Seohi is level 44. Iran is level 48. And Anabolic is level 105. Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Wow. Well done, everyone. I'm going very nice. Wow to Stone.
You're killing me, Stone.
What?
You're killing me here.
What? And speed to 60. I usually do the top 1 to 10, right, if there's any changes in the top 10. We did get a new number 16. So it's Suluman. Like Sulu, like Sulu from Star Trek. Suluman. It's 1 day, 23 hours, 16 minutes, and 30 seconds. That's pretty cool. So less than 2 days, and boom, level 60. Yeah. I think they're level 61 right now from what I saw. But yeah, good job, everybody. Awesome.
Well done, everybody. Nice. Commiserations, obviously, to all those that we did lose this week. Yeah. And good luck on the upcoming week, everyone.
I really hope Bertle didn't die. So, because I know that he was, because I know that he had a break, and now he's back, and that's why his brittle rises. So, So I'm hoping he didn't die. I hope it's just a API thing. So, yeah. Also, yes. So, okay. So I should play a bumper now. So pro.
This just in. It's Chit Chat!
Okay, this is where you can ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous things. All of that kind of stuff, which is always good. I always learn stuff. So thank you guys for these. All right, Zortz, we've got an email. Can you do that one first, please?
Oh, sweet baby. Email from David. Why are there no frogs on Argus? Because they're croaking.
So, I saw this posted on Facebook about the day before that this person sent it to. Who it was, and I'm like, this is such a rough joke. It's so, oh man, such a bad joke. It would be funny to hear it on our show. I don't know who this guy is. I might know who them, but I don't recognize the name. I might recognize the name. I may be too beer addled to know, but they sent it to me the next day, and I was like, oh my god, we're gonna have to play this. Now we have a legit reason to play it.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, bad jokes can be good. And bad. So thank you. I chuckled. So thank you. All right. Okay. So let's go to Discord from Mayonessa?
Yes.
Okay. I was wanting to know if a zygote is allowed. Oh, okay. So we've got different questions.
Yeah, do you want to do them all, or do you want to do them one by one?
No, we'll do one by one.
So oh, that's Illy. Oh, it's Illy that sent us the joke.
Oh,
that's thank you, like Illy. That's why the name was like, who's this? Okay.
Okay, so we won't call him his real name. Illy, thank you. Thank you for that. Okay, so Zyger is a guide.
Zygor is a leveling guide.
It's like an add-on that you can download, and it helps point you, you know, to quests and various things. It doesn't, I don't know, what's the word?
So
it just helps a level.
It was yes and no, because it seems kind of like hand-holding, but how is it helping combat wise? I don't know. And can you get that information from other sources? It's kind of hit or miss. I don't know. I said it's yes and no. I didn't really kind of say no, but I didn't really say yes either. So
actually, I'm kind of on the really fence about it. Similar question in my chat yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I know Nisi brought it to you, Stone.
Did we put this in here? So. No, we didn't. Okay. Yep. Go ahead.
So it was I gotta look it up now.
Oh yeah, okay. So it's about WoW Pro as well. It's a similar thing where it will show you the most efficient way to quest. Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way: it won't flag you, but I mean, do you really need it? Do you really need it to help you to quest? I don't know.
Well, I suppose it's something that
maybe
only you as a person can know that answer.
Yeah.
I think we would all say, especially the veterans, they don't use any of, you know, any of that stuff. If I'm, you know, I don't want to speak on behalf of the veterans, but I know certainly Stone and I don't. Zortz doesn't. Nisi doesn't. So I'm sure Stir and you know, Five and those fair, they don't. But yeah, I'd probably stay away from things like that. But you know, you do have resources on the internet like WoWhead that you can look up information if in doubt, or always ask questions if you're unsure of a quest, if you're about to do especially vehicle quests and things like that. You've just got to be careful. So
next question?
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So next question is, am I allowed to send myself gold from another toon to buy bigger bags? No. No.
I'm done.
Hold on. I'm going to mute Zortz. Hold on. I got to kick off Zortz off the call.
Done.
No. Guys, again. This, you think of your toon as this is your only toon. I don't care if you've got 10 other toons on that server. This is a challenge toon. This tune is the only tune. You acquire your gold on that tune. You do not send yourself anything. Account-wide stuff like mounts is different. Yes, you can access them. But gold, no. Bags, no. You look at it as, I need to make some money. Sell your green. Sell, you know, do whatever you need to do. Eventually you get bags. It, you know, it's a slow process sometimes. If you're really lucky and pick up a green item that you might be able to put on the auction house for 100 gold, a couple of hundred, 1,000 gold. Again, you know, I think I've made, on my bloodthirsty alone, I'm over 35,000 gold because I stick the greens up on the auction house. That's on a bloodthirsty. I'm, you know, like, seriously, it's crazy. Irons, get greens. You just vendor them. Get rid of them. Get the, you know, get your copper, get your silver, get that. So please do not send yourself anything. It is defeating the purpose. Did I cover its odds? Do you think? Have I covered it enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I think we're good. Okay.
All right. Good.
Next. Tomorrow.
Okay. Next question. I know you aren't allowed to use the guild bank or guild repairs, but I was wanting to know if I am allowed to use the battle pet, the guild herald, to send stuff to.
Yes. So it's not a battle pet?
No.
Or is it?
Nope, it's not a battle pet.
Right, so it's, it can't fight.
It's a companion.
But
it's,
but I think you do find it in your pet list, right? So
yes.
So yeah, it is a battle pet, but it doesn't fight. But yes, you can use that. It would be akin to using the yak, right? Where if you have your yak on a different, if you bought it from a different tune, you can use it on your iron to sell stuff and repair. So yes.
Yeah. So that's fine. But yeah, don't use the guild bank again. Just keep thinking of yourself as, you know, your little solo adventure. You're in a bubble. Okay. Not literally, just figuratively. So, you know, unless you, you know, on maybe the water.
Maybe they want to be in bubbles. It's okay.
Well, yeah.
Maybe some people are into being in bubbles, and that's okay.
Mm. Yeah. If you want to break out of the bubble, that's fine too. You know, big bubbles, a lot of troubles sometimes. Just Ooh. Saying.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's quotable. Holy crud.
Okay. Yeah.
Next question.
Next one. Okay. It says no potions, flasks, or elixirs. So what about food? Are we allowed to eat? Yes, you're allowed to eat food. If anything has a buff on it, right click it off. So food is fine. I normally try and get food that don't have buffs and will vendor food that has got buffs. So I'll go to a vendor and be like, oh, I want my, you know, juicy mana juice. And that's normal, you know, water, whatever it is. And might have picked up something on a quest or off a mob that might have, you know, oh, I'll give you 3 to haste. Well, I'll vendor it to make sure that I don't have to think about eating it and forgetting to right click. So that's what I do. It just, you know, I just make it easier for myself to make sure I've got some food once I've got some money. You can buy stuff from vendors, people. Just remember, food is good. Innkeepers, normally. Innkeepers. Thank you, Nisi. Yes.
Okay.
Next. Swords.
All right. Awesome Trousers asks, I know I can use toys, but I can buy toys too, right?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't use toys.
Thumbs up. Yes, you can. Okay. In fact, there's some times where I come across toys on a iron that it's like, oh, cool. Now I have it. That I would probably never have gotten it before because I usually don't go back and buy stuff. So sure.
Yeah. And I mean, the good thing about if you're on a challenge tune and if you've died and you've got a lot of gold, well, I mean, you're already dead. If you're going to delete the tune, like sometimes I'd go and spend the money and I'd buy some stuff off the auction house that I can utilize. Because I'm not going to, you know, if I'm the only tune on that one, on that server. I'm like, well, I or give some money away or whatever. So it's doable. Just, you know, toys. That's okay. Toys, buy things. Good. Oh, okay. Tired. Need more coffee. Okay. Discord from Gecko. I love the name. Gecko. I hate geckos, by the way. They are evil, nasty little beepers. That's what I'm saying, because they always try and jump on me. Okay. Likely a question that has been asked numerous times, but I promised I've looked for a definitive answer to no avail. How many quests can you do as an Iron Man?
I don't think I've ever heard this question before.
I have. If you're talking about the quests, the quest ones.
Questing?
Yeah. There is no limit to the number of quests that you can do on Iron Man, on the Iron Challenge. Bloodthirsty right now.
Until you get to 110?
200 and something, but that will change. So,
yes. Questing on an iron, that's what you do. Like, you want to quest. Just keep questing.
Pretty much, it's your best bread and butter.
Keep questing. Yep. Normal quests, repeatable quests, all of those things. They're good. But on a bloodthirsty, zeros.
Wah, wah.
As little as possible.
poor bloodthirsties. No quest for you.
No quest. That's right. Okay, yes. All right. We got another one. Swords?
All right. This one comes from the Discord. Bigfoot asks, when you get items of non-gray or white items, they auto-equip if you do not have something in their slot. Is there a way to disable the auto-equip?
I have never heard of that ever. Must be an add-on that you might have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say disable whatever add-on. I wonder if that's WoW Pro, because I know WoW Pro sometimes, I think it has an option to kind of tell you if you should sell it or if it's good. And it might have an option to equip it. I'm not 100% sure, but even with some low-level tunes.
Used to be something. Now, I'm just trying to remember. A long time ago, I remember there was an add-on that would do some sort of auto-equip, but I honestly, I can't remember what that would have been.
Tiber was saying that maybe it sounds like a transmog add-on. Maybe.
Don't.
It feels like a WoW Pro kind of thing.
I don't think I've ever had anything auto-equip.
I've only had the Legion weapon equip, and that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's been the only thing. So.
Maybe check that out. Let us know if you find out what it is to, isn't add on.
Yeah. So we've got chat room questions that I kind of thought, I kind of wanted to address. So, Lena, could you take the first one?
Okay. So, Battle of the Gods asks, can you buy gray and white items from a vendor in town? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That is how we live. You get to know what your levels are, even though I forget 2 levels later. I'm like, oh, I was supposed to get level 12 stuff from the vendor.
Yeah, that's like
damn
me
it
too.
But you know, there are vendors around in certain towns, not in everything. Normally Stormwind's pretty good, and Ironforge has stuff as well. If you do a Night Elf, Darnassus has got stuff good for hunters and that. White and gray gear, that's fine. That's if I've got the money, I will try and upgrade. If I don't, then I just keep going with what I'm doing. Was it, who was it? Bikini Babe last week. Mazzati was saying he just kept going with, it was only the bow because that was the only thing. Because he was naked. Bikini Babe was naked other than the bow and his pet. That was it.
Okay, so Nisi was saying that I've had a Demon Hunter blue weapons auto equip, and I think, yes, that's true.
Mm.
Yes. But there are provisions for that. So as soon as you get them equipped, unequip it. So, Zortz, can you take the next one?
Eli asks, can I beg for bags outside the auction house? Yes, you can beg for them.
Okay.
But if you accept them, I'm going to kick your butt.
No. Okay. So here's the thing. Everybody was telling him no. And I'd say that's correct, but if he's begging for bags and he's getting a bag from somebody that he does not know, that somebody just walks by and says, hey, man, do you want a bag? I would think that's okay. Because it's not like he's going out and saying, I'm begging for bags, and hey, man, can you come on by? I'm going to be over here.
Well, I debate that.
Because it's the same thing. What if he gave them a gold piece? It would almost be buying it off the auction house.
You shouldn't.
Well, technically, that's a trade. And trade's not allowed.
Then shouldn't it be on the auction house? I mean, then you can't use the auction house, right? I mean, it's so.
No.
I have not gone out. Oh, absolutely. I mean, but that's what we do.
Obviously, there's going to be some people that are like, well, like you, and go.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know.
Okay, if you don't know, if that's your choice. Whereas there will be someone like me that goes, no, don't trade with me. Thank you. I don't need your gold. I do it by myself. I don't want anyone to trade. You know, I've had people whisper me, hey, dude, do you know you can get pancakes? I'm doing an Ironman. I'm doing a Bloodthirsty. I'm doing a challenge soon. What's that? You know, you talk to him. Oh, do you want me? I can give you some gold. No.
So you can go put something up on the auction house for 20,000 gold. And then you can go get your friend to go buy it. That's absolutely not allowed. And that's kind of the same way that I view this kind of thing, is that it's like you can't get, like, for me, you cannot get it from somebody that poor guy is in chat. I am truly sorry. I didn't mean it. I really am sorry. I will never ask another question. No, but this is good. No, this is good. Because, because it's, I feel it's one of these things that it's no. But, because if you don't know them, if you don't know them, then it's better than if you were trying to bag, and then your buddy came by and gave you stuff, right? See, but if Tiber says if you put up the auction for 20K and somebody that you don't know buys that is completely fine. Absolutely. 100%. And sometimes I put stuff up just to see if somebody will be like, whoops. And no. So I want to take the next one too. Okay. So Tiber asks, dancing on mailboxes. I mean it's the same thing, right? You know, you can dance on the mailbox. You can dance on that mailbox all you want, but whether or not you want to take, well, it depends on where you are.
Goldshire.
So, well, look, Stir in the chat says it's the spirit of the challenge. Don't get help from others, like friends, begging, etc. AH kind of separates you from the friends, helpers. And I think that's a good point. That's how I look at it. So, yeah.
See, I don't, but, like, if somebody were to come by and say, hey, man, do you want a Netherweave bag? I personally don't think I would take it because I don't really think I need the bags. I mean, it just costs like 10 gold. And max, I think I've ever paid is like 17. Yeah.
No, they're more expensive now. Well, 17 to 20.
I've seen. Okay. Anyway, so it's not a big deal. So I don't really.
And I mean, if you're doing an iron, you do rack up the gold quite quickly.
Absolutely.
And if you're lucky on a Bloodthirsty and you're able to sell some, you know, some green stuff on the auction house, like bargain, like that's cool. Then you can go, vendors have got some bags, or go to the auction house and buy yourself some bags.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
you know, there are options.
When you're saying it's a spirit of the challenge, yes, I would agree with that. I mean, if you make it a regular, I mean, like if you're going, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a matter of what you feel, also like what you think is a bend of the rules. Too. I think it's on the border, and I can see definitely why no, that's why no, but it depends on who it is. So, yeah, there is a vendor mount that sells a 14 slot bag as well. I have one more question from the chat room. I will take it and put it in the thing. Is from Battle of the Gods again. Another question. Are you able to start questing in Legion without doing the hard fact quest, or do you do it and then unequip? I believe you can quest in Legion without doing it. You just basically go into the city and jump down into the ocean and swim over and go have fun. You are allowed to do it. However, as soon as it gets auto-equipped, remove it. And if you start doing the class order hall quests where it asks you to do the other specs, weapons, right? Basically, if you were to go down that route, as soon as you were about to loot it, you should change your spec to a spec that's not allowed to use it, to like the opposite spec. So if you're to get the prot, shield, and sword, you would change over to arms, and then you cannot equip it. And then when you go click on it to equip it, it will not equip it, and you will still complete the quest. And this was tested by Zaya. So this definitely works, and it will help you to not equip the artifact weapon. But otherwise, I honestly think it's, you're asking to get killed. So as soon as you get to level 100, actually, you've been still, I would say level 103, 104, then you should probably go. And even then, just, jump down. And put it in the bank. Put the weapon in the bank before changing specs, because it can't auto-equip, because it will try to equip when you change your spec. So good questions. I like this stuff. This is good. We're probably not going to get questions like this at Calm Before the Storm. So, but this is why we do this podcast, is to talk about stuff like this, right? So it's pretty cool. We all good? Good? Lita, are you mad at me?
Yes. What?
Jeez. Okay.
What?
Man.
No, I'm thinking about my next coffee. I'm like, got like two mouthfuls left, and I'm like, that's, I need more coffee.
Okay. Okay, so thank you to all of our mods that actually capture these in Discord and put them into a different document, because there is no way I will ever be able to scroll back the whole time, and it's just it really helps. You guys have no idea. So we've got Azzy's pun of the week. Okay. What kind? Should I do it in the other voice?
Sure.
What kind of exercise do lazy people do? Diddly squats. Diddly squats.
You have to do that every week now. That was awesome. Azzy.
That one was pretty good. I like it. I think his next one is a little bit long. Let me see.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
We'll worry about that next one. But do that in that voice. every week. Definitely. That works.
Actually, I think that one for next week is pretty good. It's a little bit long. It's longer. It's not like 5 minutes or anything. So, Deadly squats. Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Sorry, what? Were you going to say
well
something?
Well done.
Okay, yes, well done. Yes. I really like that.
Yep.
Excuse me. Wow. So I think Zortz has to go to work. So thank you to all of our supporters on Patreon and Twitch. These are our $5 thank yous. So Xylin, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Cell, Fair, Five Iron, Gotrick, Grand Negus, Eli, Lissan, Never Died, Zaya, Anonymous. Anonymous, who are you fooling? Thank you very, very much for all of your support. And even if you can only do a buck, that's good. It helps. Anything will help.
Thank you, guys.
Just want to try to pay for the server. That's all. Just want to pay for the server.
Thank you.
So thank you very, very much. Yes, that's it. Okay, Zortz has got to go to work. Our next show is Saturday, September the 30th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, which is Sunday, October! What? The 1st? 9 a.m.? Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern Time. Oh, right, because mm-hmm. it hasn't changed yet. The time zone mm-hmm. is supposed to change at BlizzCon on the Sunday. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, that's going to be great, because I'm going to have an extra hour to sleep it off.
There you go.
Which is also, okay, so 7 p.m. North American Eastern, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern, 1 a.m. Central European time. Next week we'll have Nisi coming back on our show. We haven't had her on without subbing in for me because you know, thank you for subbing in for me because I really
need
to
catch up with her and her bloodthirsty. So this should be good.
All 20 million of them.
Oh, yeah, okay. And it's still, no, it still needs to be like an hour and a half because I still need to let them out of the dungeon. Basement. Out of the basement. Zortz, yes. Thank you very, very much for coming on. Sorry for keeping you on. I know you got to go to work. So, thank you, sir.
Grab a quick sandwich and actually put clothes on. So.
Whoa. I'm looking at Skype. I don't see anything, man. Come on.
And you'll wonder why there's no webcam.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Anyway, Zortz, where can people find you? Tell them. Tell them where you are, please.
There's really only two places I'm lurking these days. One is my Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/ZortzTheGoblin. All lowercase, all one word. And my Twitter, which is the same. It is changed from @Wormcast to @ZortzTheGoblin. So.
Awesome.
Feel free to stop on by and join in the shenanigans. Because there's plenty of them.
And you know, if you're following Zortz, make sure to follow him on Twitch as well, because you can get the notifications when he goes live for streaming. Go check him out, because we love Zortz. Thank you, Zortz. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. It was a lot of fun.
As always, we do love having you on. So I like sober Zortz. It was good. Stone doesn't, but you know, we just ignore him. So
I like sober Zortz.
You prefer it when you drinking with him. He's your drinking buddy.
It's a good, I think it's a good thing you're not going to come to BlizzCon, because oh my goodness.
Yeah.
One of us would not be making it back, I'm sure.
that would be me. I guarantee you I will not be able to survive.
Anyway, so thank you again, Zortz. Good luck this week. I hope all your challenge tunes, you do well. And everything else goes well with your week. So thank you. All right. So don't forget, you can catch us at wowchallenges.com for all of the rules, the FAQs, all of that. Check it out. And put your tunes, add them onto the challenge list. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can tweet us on the tweeters, which is @wowchallenges, as well as our Discord server, discord.wowchallenges.com. So jump on in and say hi. We have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/wildchallenges. And don't forget, you can check out the show on YouTube, which is youtube.com/wildchallenges1. You can come catch us live every week. We are also on Twitch, like right now. Hi, chat room. Twitch.tv/WoW Challenges. Stone.
I'm vetoing Stone. Five Iron's title suggestion. That's not going to happen. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast.
Sir, this is a family-friendly show.
I'm grasping your stones. Stones. You don't have stones? Everybody's got stones. Stones are laying around all over the place. I'm grasping them all. Yes. Yeah. And Lita, where can we find you?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter. You guys crack me up. I'm on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. I forgot how to spell there for a second. And don't forget, of course, Adventures in Azeroth, which is coming to you once a month now, but Stone and I will be doing our show in a couple weeks. So, and no, it's not going to be a four-hour show. Trust us, it's not going to happen. So, yeah.
What are we going to do on Friday? Isn't it on October the Friday the 13th? Saturday the 14th for you?
I think so.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, Nisi's right. I need more coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee's running low. Yeah.
That's my cue. That's my cue.
Coffee is my blood. Yeah. Yeah, I need some more straight into the, what was it? Jugular.
Is that what well, we that's, well, that's there? Going right in there. Just.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Copy IV right in there. Okay. That would be good.
Wow.
All right. I just want to say before we wrap everything up, don't forget, guys, good luck with all your challenge tunes this week. Obviously, commiserations to everyone that we've lost. I hope everyone has a really good week, both in game and out of game, so take care. Big thanks as always to Mark Conan. So we just want to say we love our intro, and he is a pretty awesome dude, so we thank him very much. Check him out. He's at Mark Conan WoW on Twitter, as well as part of the Torrent Think Tank with Jules, and they have got an awesome show too. Other than that, have a good week. Zorts, thank you. Have a good shift, buddy, mate, dude.
Time to go freeze my butt off.
And Mark Conan is also on the Warcraft panel with me, too. So that's pretty cool.
Which is very exciting. Yeah. Yes.
So hopefully we can get him to grow a beard. That would be cool, too, because all of the guys have beards except him. Okay. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And thank you all again. Thank you all.
Yes.
See you
and
next
congratulations,
time.
Everyone.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Bye.
Have a good week. Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.